Anybody ever get to the edge of your understanding? The edge of your wisdom, the edge of everything you've been taught, the edge of everything you've been known. Am I the only one that's ever been there? Hopefully, if you're on an evolving path, you're getting to that edge over and over and over and over again. Hey, Bruce, welcome back. We've missed you. It's good to see you. If you've made a commitment to grow, as our new members have, as you, as people sitting here in this room, you're going to have choices that are going to come up. And you're going to have to die to who you have been in order to be reborn and remade as who you are meant to be. Yes? And that's easy to do, isn't it? It's so easy to do. And just when you think it's easy, it gets a little bit harder. Just when you think, I've got it down, good, okay, I'm ready to jump, it's like I'm on another edge, and I don't know if I can do this. The songs today were specifically chosen to have the theme of dying, dying to the old. And we've had a lot of that in our community lately. We've been having a lot of grief. But on the spiritual path, that is an essential and necessary part, and one that we're going to talk about on Palm Sunday. You know, every year we have these things in ministry that we have to do. Here comes the holiday. How do I say something different about Palm Sunday? How in the world can I say something different about Easter? Come back next week and see how I answered the question. But you know, the greatest tragedy in life is not dying. The greatest tragedy is dying and realizing that I never lived. The greatest tragedy in life is not dying, it's realizing that I have died and I never fulfilled my purpose for which I was on the earth. And those that teach karma say you have to come back and do it again and again until you fulfill that purpose. I'm saying, let's go ahead and confront the edge and let's die to who we have been so that we can be reborn. This is the message for Palm Sunday this year. Today we gather in the spirit of Palm Sunday, a day of celebration, of waving palm branches and voices crying out, say it with me, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, which is a cry of worshipful praise. But if we only look at it as a cry of worshipful praise, we're missing the depth of what it really means. And what was really happening there on Palm Sunday, if you dig into the etymology of the word Hosanna and the cry that was coming down the street, it is absolutely an invitation to be changed at depth, an invitation to be changed and to do whatever it takes to be changed at depth. Let's go ahead and put that line up there. Let's read all those lines with one powerful voice. I'm willing to change at depth. I am willing to do whatever it takes to shift. I am willing to do whatever it takes to grow. I am willing to do whatever it takes to release. I am willing to do whatever it takes to heal. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to expand. And I'll add to the list, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to surrender to the old so that the new can be born. Now, is that easy? There's nothing. You know, the spiritual path is not for the faint of heart. All the great masters, we think that there's this great idea that they never fear, they never have to struggle or work, but the reality is the spiritual path is going to require a great deal from us. This is the day Jesus entered Jerusalem after being told, don't go there, don't go there, it's dangerous, they're waiting for you. Yet he knew that the transformation needed his own transformation, and the transformation of the planet required it. It required some really difficult moments. The crowds believed they were welcoming a king who would change the world, and some are teaching save the world, and they are right partially. But not in the way that they expected. The people that were singing and welcoming a king to change the world, they were looking for power over others. Yes, bring me the power so I can conquer my enemy. That was not his message. Jesus brought a message to reveal the power and the victory over ourselves. Oh, darn. You mean you're not going to come and take numbers and names and kick some butt? No, that's not why I'm here. I'm going to kick the butt of that which is within you that has said you've been playing small. That which has not lived up to the expectation of who you were designed after the image and likeness of perfection and goodness and wholeness and light and love. Palm Sunday feels like a parade. I feel like I'm in a parade up here. Don't you love these palm branches? Please pray with me that we can keep these alive for more than 2 weeks, or at least till next Sunday. But beneath the celebration, the same voices that were crying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, would soon cry for something very different. Anybody on your path of growing ever have to say goodbye to friends that wanted to keep you small? Yeah, it's great. You're on my side. You're gonna give me power over other people. And then, wait a minute, you're bringing a different message. I don't like you anymore. You're out of my comfort zone. I need you to get back into my box and be on my side. The world as we see it today is all about drawing sides. And I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of sides. I think the Bob Sima song says, I can draw circles because circles have no sides. That's the work we do here. This family is drawing a bigger circle. And yet, knowing what was ahead, it was not going to lead to a throne. It was not going to lead to an easy path. He still pushed forward again and again and again. Is that a choice that we can make? From the powerful place of our divine essence, that we can push forward knowing there's going to be difficulty ahead. During this week that changed the world, as it has been affectionately called, we often think of it as a single event. And there's so many people that ignore all the things that were said and done ahead of time so we can get to the cross. And then they stay there. And they stay there for a lifetime. It's all about the cross. Next week, we'll get off the cross. But let's take a moment to go back and look at the journey that came to that moment on Good Friday. When we look closely at this week, we begin to see something deeper, a series of choices to press on despite fear, despite judgment, despite danger, despite sacrifice. I'm going to have to sacrifice something? Yes. Your old stinking thinking. Your old way of being. In order for the good to be born, you got to give up stuff that has said, no, I like lines better. I like boxes better. I don't want to be in a circle. So we're going to have to confront that which is within us that needs to change. Yes? And that's easy, isn't it? That's really simple. The people who are looking for a simple path usually last here about 10 minutes. And then they go out the door looking for a simpler path. I don't want it to be simple. I want it to be fulfilling. I want it to be powerful. I want it to be beautiful. And I want that for you. Everybody who comes, I want you to live into the magnificence of who you were meant to be. Despite judgment, fear, sacrifice, danger. And what's the first thing that happens in this week? What's the first thing? Those who know the Bible and the story, I don't need to repeat it. What's the first thing he does? He makes a decision to go into the temple and look at the defiling of this spiritual essence. It's just all about making money. It's just all about getting more, having more, and being victorious over everybody. To me, that looks a lot like religion on the planet today. Do we have the courage? There's a bunch of questions I'm going to ask you today. Can we be so bold to turn over the money changers and say we've lost focus? To turn over the carts and say, there's something greater going on here and you're missing it. You're so earthly focused that you're missing the spiritual truth. Let's ask the question together. Can we be as bold? Together, can we be as bold? Make it personal. Can I be as bold? Can I be as bold? That's the question for you to answer in this week that can change your world. Can I be that bold to see that which is out of congruity with spiritual truth? When I claim oneness on a Sunday morning and then I see duality happening, can I be the one that says, no, not on my watch? Not in violence, but in truth. You see, love and strength must exist together. This is what this man did. He could have turned a blind eye. He could have backed away. No, it's not mine. I cannot do this. Yet it was in his field. Today, where you sit, there's a lot in your field that is out of congruity with love, with compassion, with peace, with oneness. Can you be as bold, channeling a light and a Christ within you? My hope is this week, as part of the evolution and the changing of the paradigm, that the answer is yes. Even as opposition grew, he kept showing up. He kept teaching with conviction and with purpose, with vision. Next question I ask, let's put the slide up, let's say it together. Can we be as courageous? Make it personal. Can I be as courageous? Let it be a resounding yes on this Palm Sunday. He found a way to keep fear at bay and to stay the course. And you have the same potential within you, no matter what you're facing, no matter the difficulty in front of you, no matter the insurmountable obstacle of what we see has happened to our humanity. Let it be a resounding yes that you have the courage. Time after time, he chose to step up and to cross those man-made borders and boundaries. He did it. That's what I love about this man. They said, don't go there, don't go there. These are the good people, these are the bad people. These are the ones that belong, and these are the ones that don't belong. And he said, to hell with you, I'm going over there. And I'm going to hold hands with the Samaritans. I'm going to hold hands with the outcasts. And let me tell you why I love them, why I'm in a Unity Church, is we understand there are no throwaway people. There are no throwaway people, and I don't believe and will never believe in a God that says these are the ones that are going to hell and these are the ones that are going to heaven. That is the greatest cop-out to loving. Everybody belongs, and we cannot make an exception to where we find the face of the God, even those really difficult people that drive us nuts. Even those people, that's the easy cop-out way. Well, here are the people that I resonate with. Here are the ones that are going to hell. Can we be brave enough to know that? Jesus was, knowing what was coming. Betrayal was coming. Denial was coming. Abandonment was coming. Sacrifice was coming. You know what the word sacrifice means? To make sacred. That's it. To make life sacred. Can we make a challenge sacred? Can we make a difficulty sacred? Can we make a dream that's causing our knees to knock sacred? That's the answer of Palm Sunday. Can you make your moment when you're on your knees crying, going, I can't do this, can you make that sacred? The answer is yes. I'm not going to wait for your answer, because I'm going to call forth out of you that which I see, I know, and I claim for myself and for the world. That's why I'm in community. Do you not realize how beautiful it is to be in a community? We have Membership Sunday. It's not an accident. There are moments when I know I can't do something, and then the community says, yes, you can. There are moments when I am on my knees going, take this away from me. I cannot do this. Can I be as brave as this Christ demonstration? The answer is yes. And still, Jesus, knowing this was coming, he served. He healed. He crossed the boundaries and the borders. He comforted. He even washed the feet of those people that would throw him under the bus. Can I do that? Can I be that humble? Next question, let's ask it together. Can we be as brave? I love that little girl. Make it personal. Can I be that brave? That's the question of Palm Sunday, and the answer is a resounding yes, you can. These are not easy moments. These are not comfortable choices. And our spirituality cannot just stand on easy, beautiful moments. Our spirituality must stand the test of time when all hell is breaking loose, when war is happening, when fights are happening, when you're surrounded with 10 people who want to make others the outcast, make them the evil ones, the bad ones, or the wrong ones. It cannot. Our spirituality is not a house built on sand. It must be on rock. And that's how brave I'm asking us to be. The moments when the human heart is going to say, I don't want this. Hell no. Not mine. I can't do this. I'm out of here, you ungrateful masses. Anybody ever come to that edge? Come on, let's get honest. We've gotten to that edge. I can't do this. It's too hard. It's too difficult. And you people are all ungrateful. Anybody ever feel that? Come on, it's part of the human experience. I'm not the only one. Otherwise, I'm going to get really uncomfortable up here right now. If we're on a spiritual path of growing and becoming, we're going to have that moment. And then arrives at the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm jumping ahead now. Choice, 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 choice. I'm still going forward, and I get to the Garden of Gethsemane. It's quiet. It's still. There's no crowds. No hosannas or palm branches. Just the soul of one person coming home to themselves. Mano a mano, as they say in some circles. Man to man. Those are the moments that count. And Jesus prays perhaps the most human prayer he ever prayed in that moment. This is what Palm Sunday leads to, because the resurrection and revelation has already happened. Abba, Father, If it is possible, take this cup away from me. As the song said, I'm afraid. I'm about to lose who I have been. I don't know what's on the other side of that. Will it be heaven? I don't know. Anybody ever pray a prayer similar to that? Take this away. Take this diagnosis away from me. Take this difficulty away. Take this responsibility away. Take this passing away. Take it all away. I cannot handle it. This is not weakness. This is honesty. We talked about spiritual bypassing a few weeks ago, and it really resonated with this congregation. Jesus didn't spiritually bypass, and they recorded it forever. And I think sometimes we rush to the divinity of Jesus, but we have to acknowledge that courage without fear is not really courage. It's got to be there. If you're not knocking a little bit or afraid, it really isn't courage. It's just easy life. And we forget the humanity. I remember the moment somebody introduced me to this man as a man, not an unattainable reality. And it was like, I have a brother. I have a brother. I walked that path too. He's walked that path, and he's shown me a way to ascend and to go to a place. This is not weakness. This is honesty. And so there is the question of Palm Sunday. Can I be that honest and not bypass and just rush to, well, the resurrection's coming, but to just be in my human experience? Jesus felt fear, and he felt the weight of what was ahead. This is the moment of choice where divinity meets humanity, a crossroads, if you will. That's the moment of choice, a crossroads. Every one of us has prayed that prayer, take this away, it's too much, I don't want this. Many are going through that right now in our community. Sitting right next to you are people that are going through it. And they come here and they lean right and they lean left, and that is not a political statement. It's a leaning to the people to the left and the right. And they lean in and they come face to face, mano a mano, woman to woman, and go, I've got to find something greater within me. And in that moment, Jesus makes a choice. The prayer did not end there. It then opened. He opened. He led the way. He deepened. He transformed. Not my will between my ears and ego, but thy will be done. Drop down into something greater. Call it the Christ, call it the Buddha nature, call it the Atman, call it the Tao, call it your magnificence. That which I see in you and you see in me when we can't see it for ourselves. That's what's holy about community. Yes? I can look it out here and I can probably name 20 people who saw things in me I didn't know existed and allowed me the great honor to see things in you that you didn't know existed. That's holy. This moment of not my will but thy will be done is not surrender as defeat. It is surrender as alignment. It's not living at this place on the crossroads, but this place on the crossroads. I am aligned with something above the earth, something transcendent, something more beautiful. The moment when the human self reconnects with the divine self and the small S self takes the back seat and the big S self takes the front seat. There is a big S self living in you. And we put all the responsibility on somebody else. Jesus will take the responsibility. He went, I've done my work. I'm finished. I'm complete. I gave you the road. I gave you the path. I gave you the example. Why are you putting it on me? Let Palm Sunday in this week that can change the world and your world be the channeling of your big S self, of the highest and best of who you are. And when that happens, the question begins to change. You know, I always say, change the quality experience by changing the quality of your questions. This is what happens. Next slide, please. This is where the question goes from, why is this happening to me? Anybody ask that? And you drop, that's living here. Why is this happening to me? And at the crossroads, we align with something greater and we say, who am I being called to be? Say that with me. Who am I being called to be? If this story is about something that happened 2,000 years ago, you've wasted the whole message. Don't even bother coming on Easter. Let it be your awakening, your week changing by asking that second question. You are being called to be more than you have ever known yourself to be. The moment when the human self rises, that was the moment resurrection had already happened. The rest of the story was already in place. The direction was set. You know, one of the greatest myths of spirituality, and I said it earlier, is that enlightened people do not feel fear. Jesus shows us differently. Courage is not the absence of fear. I love to sing a song, and you've heard me do it before. Please sing it with me. I feel the fear and do it anyway. I feel the fear and do it anyway. Come on now, put your hand, fingers together. Now think about that obstacle that's in front of you, and I want you to sing this song with me. I feel the fear and do it anyway. I feel the fear and do it anyway. Come on, put on your sexy voice. I feel the fear and do it anyway. I feel the fear and do it anyway. And then what we say to that fear? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And that moment is not unique to Jesus. He just was an example. Take a look at Siddhartha, who would become the Buddha, Gautama Buddha, sitting beneath the Bodhi tree. As he approached his awakening, he too was confronted by fear, by doubt, by illusion, and by threat. The voice of Mara says, you're not ready. You can't do this. You see, it's an internal voice and an external voice. Anybody know anybody that wants to keep you in the small box? You can't do it. Don't even try. Don't worry. Run as fast as you can around, away from the people who want to keep you small. The voice of Mara is still speaking. Buddha did not move. He stayed, and by morning he had awakened. And I want you to go back to the Psalms. One of my favorite Psalms, the first song I ever wrote was based on Psalm 30. Your tears are going to endure for a nighttime. The dark night of the soul, the tears are going to be there, and you're going to be on your knees. I can't do this. But in the morning light comes the enlightenment. Not my will, but something greater moving and stirring. That is the message of Palm Sunday. That is the message of Holy Week. That is the message that's calling for expression. The call that says there's more of you. We've all prayed this prayer at times. Take the diagnosis away. Take the uncertainty and the loss. How about Moses? Who am I? Who am I? Anybody ask that? A challenge comes to you, and then you squash it by going, who am I to do this? I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not big enough, I'm not cute enough, I'm not anything enough. That is the voice of Mara. Hit the road, Jack. Get behind me. I'm going somewhere. And choice after choice, decision after decision, I will get there. What about Muhammad? Let's go to the Islamic tradition. He was trembling when his call came. Go read the Quran, you'll see it. It was not an easy place. The reluctant prophets that I really resonate with, Jeremiah and Isaiah. I can't do this, not me. Different story, same moment, same opportunity that you're living right here today. It's the moment when life asks something of us that we don't feel ready to give. I'm going to get off notes here for a second. And I just want to own publicly, I stand here today not because I'm brave or any more than anybody else. I have an opportunity here that has been met with confronting every demon I had. Those who knew me when I was a kid, how in the world is Richard Burdick, Richie, they called me Richie, standing on a platform saying anything? He hid. I hid in a closet because I was so afraid of life. And then I got into middle school, and then I realized the closet was much safer than middle school. And then they said, you need to play piano and you need to do it in front of people. Oh my God, I've died 1,000 deaths. Yet something within me and the people around me said, there's more of you, and they sometimes kicked me to the front. I was in speech therapy, many of you know this, through middle school, through high school, maybe not at the level of the King's Speech. But if you were here a couple of weeks ago, you saw me hit a word and I couldn't say it. How in the world did I overcome that? Because somebody saw the Christ in me. Somebody saw the Buddha. I sat beneath the Bodhi tree and said, there's more. My life today, it wasn't just in high school and middle school. It was in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and my 50s, and now in my 60s. You know, they say God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. I just wish God wouldn't trust me so much. I get tired. I get afraid. You know, when I first started this job, I don't know if a lot of you know this. It was the call came. Here's the call. And my ritual was coming every Sunday morning to go to the bathroom so I could throw up. I can't do this. And here I stand with the blessed honor and privilege and responsibility of saying something of value to you. That same call is in each and every one of you. And this week, someone's going to tell you to play small. Probably yourself. Play small. I'm saying take the next step. And you're going to fail. You're going to receive critique. You're going to have to crucify who you have been in order to stand on any platform that you're going to have to stand on. You're going to go through pain. You're going to die internally and externally. That honors Palm Sunday and the week that changed the world. I'm going to invite the band to come up. It honors this journey. The moment we walk away is often the moment we are standing closest to our awakening. I look at little Richie and what he could have been had nobody challenged me. Had I not answered any call, it makes me very depressed. Because God gave me a reason to be on the planet. It wasn't the one I decided. I got into band, and you know the instrument I chose? I used to think it's because I loved the sound of the tuba. And I realized it because I could hide in the back. And I was about 80 pounds as a high school freshman, and I had a big tuba I could hide behind. Nobody could see me. And little by little, life said, more. There's more of you. There's more of you. Come on. And that's the message I want to convey just from my heart today. There is more of you, and you're going to cry, and you're going to be on your knees in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let us be a community that helps you rise. Let us be a family that does not allow you to play small. The one that says you have a choice here. To be transcendent and transformative, or to go back into the closet and hide. Jesus rose from his prayer. The fear didn't stop. The fear doesn't stop today. I don't throw up anymore before Sunday. But I hold a lot of butterflies in my heart and my stomach just to be up here having you look at me. Jesus stood before accusation, and he chose non-resistance. I want to make that choice. Jesus stood before attack and criticizing. He chose love. I want to be that. They took his life, and he chose again and again and again forgiveness. I want to be that. We're all going to face those moments. I face them daily. Close down. Or stay open. Take the next step forward or take that step back. To fight or to love more deeply. Right now in the world, little Richie, he could be a scrapper. When he came out of the closet and he was afraid, look out. He may have been 85 pounds, but he was 85 pounds of anger and fury. I look at the world today. I'm saying be the change and make the same choice that Jesus made this week that changed the world. When you want to fight, when you want to alienate, when you want to say they belong and they don't belong, choose love instead. When you're afraid and you want to run out the back door, choose love instead and know that love is more powerful than your fears. Palm Sunday is not about palms and worship. It's about the courage to say yes to the parts of yourself that you haven't met yet. Palm Sunday is about saying yes to the parts of yourself you haven't met yet and saying, I'm willing to be changed at depth. What if the cup that we resist is the very thing that awakens our greatness? The next slide, please. Let's say that. What if the cup we are resisting is the very thing that awakens our greatness? What if the cup you are asking God to take away is the very cup that reveals the greater power of love within you? Be the one on my tombstone. On my gravestone or my plaque, wherever I happen to be, I want it to not read, he played it safe. He was a nice guy who played it safe. I wanted to say he was the one who kept loving even though it was difficult. He was the one who kept loving even though he was attacked. The one who chose forgiveness instead of bitterness. The one who dares to live authentically despite the judgment, despite the fear. The one who challenged the incongruity of the human race and stood for something that was good and was right. Not with attack, but with love. And in doing so, then we get to be seen. The essence of who we truly are, seen. And we will die. I lost friends who liked Little Richie that don't like Big Richard. Careful. I had to die to an old experience for a new experience to be born. And I'm calling you to have the same courage and strength to die to the smallness and allow something bigger and better and more beautiful to be seen. And it will look different, and you will look different. People will look at you differently, yet they will see you. In the midst of the death comes a birth that is holy. These are the questions. These are the choices. These are the moments of courage and strength that Palm Sunday is all about, that love is all about. For these truths, and for the blessed honor to be a part of a community where we hold each other accountable to these things, thank you. I hope you will join us next Sunday. We have a fabulous Easter service planned, and the challenge will continue. Namaste.